Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Pulse, where we talk to digital health experts, enthusiasts, entrepreneurs, and influencers from all over the world. Really excited to get this conversation started with our guest today, but just before that, a quick reminder to like and follow our LinkedIn page, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and we're also on 6 different podcast channels, including Spotify and Google Podcasts. I'm your host, Dr. Maida Khan, and today we have with us James Smith. He is the co-owner and director of sales of Care and Support, a platform I'm very excited to know more about, which is the healthcare job matching platform. And he loves to connect, network, and inspire people through his work. So welcome to the podcast, Jamie.
Thank you. It's nice to see you.
Yes, and it's really nice to have you. I think we were speaking last time. I haven't come across such a platform, and we'll definitely discuss that further throughout the podcast. I want to know a little bit more about yourself. Tell me a little bit about your background. What do you do, and how did you end up making Care and Support?
Yeah, absolutely. Not a problem. And, you know, people can visit our website, caringsupport.com, and we share our story on there. And it really started with my main business partner who came to me with this idea. And then we, as other people got involved, we all kind of made it our own. We all brought our own ideas, and it kind of evolved into what it is today. And, you know, my background is IT. I worked in technology for many, many years, moved into sales within technology, like IT related technology. Really enjoyed that. But I always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I always wanted to do my own thing. And so when this opportunity presented itself, because Joseph Jogsma, my main business partner, is a serial entrepreneur. And, you know, he was retired from his last venture, and he's like reaches out to me and says, I got this amazing idea. We're going to create like the Uber of hiring. And then as we moved along, we moved to make it strictly for healthcare and health and wellness. And a lot of that stemmed from the fact that while we were building this throughout the pandemic was the fact that we realized that there was a real need, and that we also understood to some degree that the model was going to shift some into more of a candidate driven market. So our platform allows for candidates to really shine, to show themselves off, including embracing video and other things. Not that these are mandatory, but that's the route that everything is going. And to leverage the technology and to say, we need to innovate. So the concept behind this platform is to streamline the hiring process to make it way faster.
Right. I'm so glad that you mentioned leveraging technology, because I think before COVID, yes, we were using technology, but COVID really pushed all the industries, especially healthcare, because, you know, that was the industry that had the strongest sort of blow, that took the strongest blow because of COVID. And let's talk about the staffing crisis a little bit. You know, I was reading an article the other day as well that a couple of hospitals across Ontario had to temporarily close down because they didn't have enough nursing staff in their ICUs and in their emergency rooms. And that, you know, this really impacts, it has direct impact on patient care, which is, you know, when if you close down hospitals, it creates bottlenecks. You know, it overburdens other hospitals. And it's just, I think a platform of Care and Support can help overcome these challenges. And I wanted to know your thoughts a little bit about that. Were these some of the driving factors towards the development of Care and Support?
Sure. Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, a lot of people are resistant to change, and we understand that. And people get in a comfort zone. And you know, we participated in a conference recently, and I was one of the guest speakers. And I mentioned that, you know, when you see the way things have shifted, and that we see the lack of people to pick from, and we see that, you know, all these different things, that using reactive models no longer apply, like posting jobs and waiting. Do you know, before the pandemic, it was the candidates that experienced ghosting. It was the candidates that were hoping and praying and spraying and praying resumes. Now it's the healthcare organization feeling this. They're feeling the ghosting because candidates have more options. And they also, you know, you consider the fact that now they're posting jobs and hoping people apply. And they're hoping they show up for the job itself even. You know, for us, we said, well, what if we just created a way for you to work proactively? We'll give you the opportunity to post jobs, but also to reach into our database and connect with people and reach out to them who may not be aware that you've even posted the job. They might be busy in their lives. And so you're looking for that amazing nurse or DSW or, you know, whatever it may be for a frontline healthcare worker. We also support rehab and all kinds of other areas because it's all about you know, every aspect of healthcare. But reach out to them, be able to talk to them. We even give you the opportunity to look at everybody in the platform who's willing to relocate. So instead of spending an insane amount of money on job platforms, posting jobs in every single region, what if you just had access for one low monthly price? Not everything in healthcare has to be expensive, believe it or not. It doesn't have to be, you know, but what we're seeing is that there is that resistance to change. And then once people use it, they go, oh my God. So we have clients already that are hiring faster than they ever have, like PSWs, nurses, whatever it might be. One example is we have a client that in the first week of using the platform hired 14 PSWs. That's normally 5-6 week process or longer. And so obviously they're like, oh my God, this is great. So it's through the power of instant messaging and so many other attributes and features that just shore it up, make it faster. It's kind of like the Uber of hiring, I guess, for lack of a better term. But the other unique thing that we do on this platform is we invite schools on the platform. Right. Schools work in their own silo. And then one of the biggest challenges is just building the relationship with the school if you don't have one. It's finding the right person to talk to. It's back and forth. Then it starts with the emails back and forth, sending resumes of students, whether it's internships, practicum, co-ops, full-on placement, or even maybe supporting alumni. We provide do all this on the platform, and it's instantaneous. It's just bang. I'm going to share all these different profiles of all these students. They start doing their due diligence on the healthcare organization side. They reach back out, and then they can champion the students, and they can even bring the student in the conversation. And it's like bang, 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 bang. It's like that. Yeah. So, you know, the idea is to say, how do we save everyone time and energy and the time to hire, which is so lengthy, right? Yeah. Makes sense?
I think it was a brilliant idea because it just sort of disrupts the recruitment sector as well, right? Not only healthcare, you might not be directly helping the healthcare in terms of, you know, patient care, but you are indirectly helping the healthcare sector and bridging such a major friction point right now that the healthcare industry is experiencing. I haven't come across any app like this, so I think it's brilliant. But, you know, considering that it's niche down to healthcare as well, but a lot of people might not be aware about career support. They might still resort to traditional and conventional means of job searching, like job portals and LinkedIn and whatnot. What makes it different? How can people, you know, get to know more about career support?
Well, we've had comparisons to some of these other things because there's no question some attributes are going to be the same. I'm a big proponent of LinkedIn myself. I live on the platform and it developed a big audience. But you know, for me, it's always taking every opportunity to make great connections, inspire people, to help others first before I start asking for something from them. But I think what's really important to understand that separates us is that even with all these different models that exist, instead, it's like, okay, I'm here as a candidate because I'm looking for a job, right? Number one. Number two, they built this great profile. So for their experience to apply for jobs, it's one button, apply, bang, 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 bang. Just get how many jobs, whatever they want or interested. And then on the healthcare organization side, they get to actually reach out and look at people who are genuinely interested, not people they hope will be interested, but people who are genuinely interested in a job, which is why they're there in the first place. And then on top of that is the fact that through the power of instant messaging, instead of leaving to all these other apps, like going to email, going to this, going to that, it's all done right here. And then we give people templates even and say, hey, here you go. Here's your first outreach, your second follow-up, your, you know, maybe one for relocation. Here's some, create some templates to reach out to schools to say, hey, how you doing? Because what's great on our platform is you don't need a relationship with the schools. You just say, hey, how you doing? I'd be very interested in, so I see some of your programs for nursing, DSWs, physio, nursing, whatever it might be.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, you know, with all these different things, what it's designed to do is say, how do we connect people better in a much more, you know, quicker fashion that allows for the strength of that to say, okay, I can get through all these things fast, get to the heart of the matter as to what the qualities, et cetera, what's this person like? And then hopefully if they've done a video, you can get a feeling for the likability and authenticity of the person beyond a resume. We even created a free resume builder. I don't know anybody that's done that, but, you know, and good they did. But we did that because some people just don't have a resume. Maybe they're fairly new to the country and English is not their strong suit, right?
Sounds like it's a community. It's sort of not even a network. I would call it a community where people can really know more about each other. It's a much more interactive platform. That might be one of the differentiating factors as well. And for someone who's just listening and wants to explore, can you maybe walk us through the steps of how they sign up and easy it is for a user?
Yeah, absolutely. And before I mention that, I just wanted to say that a big portion of what people have to do today, whether they like it or not, is they need to learn to change. They need to learn to innovate. They need to be where the candidates are rather than hope the candidates show up. You see what I'm saying? So we do all this. We are on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, dedicated YouTube channel, Spotify for our podcast. Plus, we even do TikToks because we should. And it's really about being where people are. So we're a huge marketing machine that helps attract people to the platform for our clients. It's not about us. It's about them.
I'm so glad that you raised this point because this is actually one of the gaps. And maybe from a marketing background, especially in healthcare, within the healthcare space, and the fact that you have not only you're reaching people where they are, but then you are adapting to the current landscape. To the current marketing landscape and awareness landscape. And, again, I say that all the time, that people have these amazing products out there, but nobody's going to use it if they don't know you exist. Or if they exist on already familiar channels that they're already using. So I'm so glad that you're out there on all the channels. It'll just make it easier for people to see and contact.
Yeah, thank you so much for saying that. It's very kind. I think really at the end of the day, when we thought through this whole thing, we created a 15-step marketing plan. One of those is social media.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is kind of our secret sauce, but it's not really intended to say that, you can't learn anything. No, just benefit from what we've done.
Okay.
Because we're going to make this very reasonably priced for you and bring you a wealth of candidates to look at in a more proactive way and be able to get people much faster. So, now as far as answering your question, when you go to our site, caringsupport.com, it's clearly laid out at the top of the page as to, okay, I'm looking for a job. So bang. And then it will take you through an easy sign up thing. And then once they're on the platform, the first thing they do is construct a profile. Okay. This takes anywhere from 5 to 12 minutes, we'll say. Okay. Because it depends to the degree. Once they've completed a profile, they can launch the free resume builder. They can create multiple resumes if they want, drop one in their profile if they don't already have one, of course. They also can even print and email that resume totally for free, okay? We also facilitate the ability for background checks to be done, where it's done at a discount for half the price and get it back the same day kind of results based on when you do it, obviously, but for like a 4 to 6 hour gap at the most. Really, ideally, because we build this whole platform and we're a Canadian company headquartered in London, Ontario, and all the data stays in Canada. We are right now working Ontario. We've been showing this to the public for 9, 10 or so months, and we're already working with 125 healthcare organizations. We've surpassed 10,000 candidates on the platform looking for work. We have over 30 schools on the platform, which is our newest channel, only like 3 or 4 months old. So we're serious. We have an advisory board that's filled with people in healthcare and schools. The idea here is saying, listen, we're a purpose-driven organization. We get on it right away. As soon as people post jobs, we're promoting, bang, 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 going hard at it. So this is all for our clients. Now, getting on, like I said, the platform, you have the looking for a job, which goes through. And then the healthcare organizations and post-secondary institutions that express interest in being on here, that goes through to a form that comes to us, and then we reach out, we set up a demo, we do all that stuff. There's no obligation. It takes about 30 minutes, and we walk you through all three experiences so you understand the interoperability that happens across the platform. And then, generally, general consensus, people are like, oh my God, this is so cool. It's so easy to use. It's so intuitive. It makes sense. And people like appreciate that, obviously. I mean, we won an award for it a while back. And as much as all this adulation is great, it's not about us.
Yeah.
It's about creating the best possible experience for all three that are on board. And we're working on a fourth experience, believe it or not, too. But we also just launched a marketplace as well.
Sounds like a customer-centric solution, because it's not, like you said, it's not, people aren't interested in your high-level features of what your product does. It's about what problems they're solving for the people, right? And
yeah,
I mean, just being unemployed in and of itself is such, it's so stressful. And then going through the market and, you know, just waiting and I can imagine how easy that process, you know, becomes with this platform. I was wondering if are there any referral incentives? Like if people refer this platform to others and ask them to join? I know a lot of platforms have features like that.
Yeah, we've created a ton of stuff in our marketing. We have 6 people in marketing. And the reason we do is because we should. It's about promoting it. So we've created so many different things, referral stuff, all kinds of different programs. You know, when I'm talking, for instance, let's suppose it's a franchise model for in-home healthcare or whatever it might be. And if I'm talking to the folks that hold the master license or they, you know, one of the locations say, hey, you refer me into more of them, I'm going to start driving down the price of your cost to use this platform. Because, you know, I close those opportunities, this is my way of saying thank you. You know, unfortunately, we've seen so much of this, oh, it's healthcare, it's government funded, I'm going to get every single dollar I can. Our behavior is not about that. It's not about getting rich. This is about doing the right thing, okay? This is about the fact that healthcare in this country is hurting. So we know that. It's been hurting for years. And we need to start thinking smarter, not harder. We have to start saying, okay, how do we come to say, and when you're immersed in it, it's very hard to step back and do that. So we have tremendous love and respect for people that work in healthcare. It doesn't matter if it's HR to the upper management to absolutely the frontline healthcare workers. So what we're trying to do in a small way is make an impact and how all this stuff can happen faster and a better experience for people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense. I think what you described is that you're a very value-centric and value-based organization. Like you said, it's not, you're not in it for the money, it's because it's the right thing to do. And if you invest in it, you can tell in all the right places because it's what you should do. And I think that alone, because if you look at the consumerization or the consumer mindset, a lot of people or a lot of customers now are aligning themselves with products and companies and services that align with their own values. So I think this in and of itself is amazing. But I would like to talk a little bit more about the academic vertical that you have. I think that if you could just elaborate a little bit on that and how the post-secondary institutions, you know, sort of are involved in this.
Yeah, absolutely. So they sign up in a very similar way. And whether it's a healthcare organization or a school, they both have profiles. Mm-hmm. Now, for a school, what we recommend is say, hey, make sure you list all your programs, because very often, if you didn't even know this school and you decided to reach out, you're going to, obviously, you might go in thinking, oh, here's where I'm going to find my next PSW. And then you're like pleasantly surprised when you say, oh my God, they have a nursing program, or maybe it's RMTs or physiotherapists or occupational therapists, child and youth workers, or whatever it might be. And we support all these things in the platform. So when these schools get on, what they do is they work on, and we do presentations to students, the faculty and everything. And so they create profiles and they put in there in the education for a candidate for the education, whether it's alumni or current student, they put in, okay, I'm attending XYZ college. And that pops up and they go, hey, that's my school, because that indicates they're on the platform. Then the faculty, when they click on the button in their world, they can see all of their students. It does not matter if they're current or alumni, and it marks them as such so they know. And then they can go out into the healthcare organizations and say, okay, this company, you know, whoever it might be, healthcare, would probably be interested in looking at their profile. I think they'd be interested in our nurses or PSWs or whatever. Now, people might say, well, yeah, but, you know, I'm a school, I'm already placing, I'm already doing all these things. So we tell people, yeah, but when you see this work, how fast it is, it will save you so much time, it's not even funny. And it's this back and forth with the emails, resumes. Oh, I didn't get that email. What email? Oh, no, you sent that to the wrong person, or that person doesn't work here anymore, or whatever it might be. So with that in mind, what's nice is that they immediately, and it's instantaneous, doesn't matter if 50 come across, okay, instantaneous. And then they see it and they can start doing the due diligence, the healthcare organization from their side. So it's a really cool system, and there's so many other little features they can do. But really, at the end of the day, it's just a better, faster, and cleaner way for schools to champion and cheerlead their students.
Right. Okay. No, absolutely. And I think you mentioned a point earlier on in which you have, like, you're very process driven and you're very systematic in how you approach it. And then you have a board of advisors and you're working with doctors as well. And that's something that I don't know if you follow on LinkedIn. I talk about all the time, it's clinician guidance processes, especially in healthcare. Tell us a little bit more about that. Are you working with clinicians and how this platform is actually designed in terms of features, in terms of really integrating it within their workflows, but also within the person who's using it?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A lot of the people I reach out on LinkedIn that are in healthcare and even beyond Ontario. And we get asked every single day, please come to the U.S., please come to the U.S., please come to British Columbia, please come to Alberta, please come to the East Coast, every single day. And we don't want to do that right away. We want to only go there when we know we can support them.
Right.
This is not about take everybody's money and hope and pray. It's not the behavior that we take. This is about being responsible and having integrity. So the truth of the matter is, for us, what's really important is for us to build something that makes sense for everybody involved, okay? So we work by, we created an advisory board that has an ex-hospital CEO on it. We had the woman who had served for years as the CFO of the local Lynn. Plus, we have the gentleman that owns and runs Westerville College because we wanted to have the school's perspective on that. So we also look at associations. We work with consultants. We work with everybody just for their feedback, what they think. We're also nimble enough to respond to our clients. So sometimes the clients say, hey, you know what, guys, I just had an idea. This might sound crazy, but what do you think about if you did this too? So we look at that. We take that back internally. We talk with the dev and the UX and UI and everybody and say, what would it take to make this happen? And how would it look like to facilitate this idea? And then we've come back to the client, even done mock-ups and said, here, what do you think of this? And they're like, oh my God, you actually did this? Oh yeah, of course. Because you matter. So, and then everyone benefits. Nothing is done just for one client. Everyone benefits from that, you know, way. It's just like when we recently introduced templates, everybody gets 15 templates, whether it's a school or healthcare organization. And so they can decide, how do I want to use these templates? Yeah, absolutely. This is great. This will save me more time. It's the same as the willing to relocate. That feature should be for everyone, but certainly for the rural areas. Right.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it sounds like you're very inclusive in your design and in your processes. And that's what we need more of. And just before we wrap up, because we're almost at time, something that I ask most of my guests is, where do you see healthcare in 10 years?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. And right now, you know, and this is all over LinkedIn, this is all in the news. This is all, what we hear about is what's wrong. We hear about how broken it is. This is all true. Focusing on that forever is not going to fix anything. You know, I'm more of a mindset that says, okay, where's the opportunity? Where's the solution? How do we help? You know, because, you know, I think everybody, this is not just a healthcare problem. This is everybody's problem.
Yeah.
We all need to help. The folks in healthcare need our help, period.
It's a human problem. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, we're not going to create something and then go out and look for a problem to fix. Oh, we think this is really awesome. You're going to love it. You're going to see it. And it might be time intensive to learn it. But people go, well, what is this really fixing? Our approach instead is meet with these people, understand them, go to candidates, do focus groups, do all these. We do all these things all the time. Mm-hmm. We have to, because it's about, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about this experience or this journey or whatever it might be from everybody's perspective? And then say, okay, so how is this going to be reflected in our platform? What are we going to do to solve that problem?
Yeah.
Right? And that's why it's so important.
Yeah. No, well, thank you so much. I couldn't have said it better, but yeah, any key takeaways before we wrap up?
Yeah, you know, I would just suggest people visit caringsupport.com. We have a ton of blogs and content and everything to help with the sign-up experience, the journey experience. And we're not the kind of company who, you know, deploys something and then you never hear from us again or you can't get a hold of us. when I send emails to people, it's my mobile number right in the thing. Feel free to call or text me anytime. We want to be available to our customers. We want them to know that we're in this to win this, and we're in this to make them win. Yeah. So, yeah, caringsupport.com is where it's at.
You know, I have not, when I saw the demo and you, we talked earlier, I thought it was very innovative. I think it's the need of the hour. Thank you so much for your time again. I wish you all the best with the platform.
Thank you so much. And it's really great to see you again. And I love what you do. And you definitely bring value to the healthcare community. So keep being awesome, okay?
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. For everyone listening, until next time, take care. Bye-bye.